Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising production and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks for hanging out with us this afternoon. With us in studio from the Adel Family Fun Center is a fellow by the name of Bryce Smith, and he happens to be one of the family that's running the Adel Family Fun Center. Welcome back to the News Hour. Welcome to the News Hour. We haven't had you on before, have we?
No, yeah, I haven't been on before.
So tell us, what is the Adel Family Fun Center, and how did you guys get hooked up in that deal?
So a little bit about the Adel Family Fun Center. Well, in Adel, it's the bowling center is really what,
sure.
The bowling alley
bowling
is kind
alley.
Of the name for it. And we in the early 2000s, we kind of modified the name there from Horseshoe Lanes back in the day, and we brought it up to the Adel Family Fun Center. So what we've added
kind
along
of a
rebranding
the way, effort there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so rebranding it, and that was a little bit before my time, but what we did was we added the bar and grill, and we really, you know, brought the food and the menu up to par. We made the lanes good.
Better anyway.
Yes,
right?
Much better. And automatic scoring and those things that kind of brought it. We also have the arcade, pool table, darts, those kind of things. So
I imagine that was quite an investment, wasn't it?
I mean, you know, so obviously, just like almost any business, there's always that upkeep, that day-to-day, you know, you're vacuuming the floors, but then you have those bigger things like bowling alley lanes and pool tables and kitchen equipment. So, you know, bringing it up to par was a big chunk of time and money, but then keeping it that way is not any easier. It's, sure. You know, it's something you need to do, and as a business owner, you have to make sure your business is top shape.
Bryce Smith, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Adel Family Fun Center, and who's in all of this?
So
is this Aunt Judy and Uncle John and everybody?
No, actually. So it's actually, you know, it's 60-year-old business, been there, and it's just kind of been passed off to, we call it like the bowling family. So we're none of us are really related to each other, but we all are connected through bowling. So my business partner, his name is Steve, not Smith, Steve Van Pelt, and is an older gentleman and has been there since he was a young boy. And just through the ranks, you know, he kind of bought into it, and then now I'm kind of buying into it. I grew up there. It was my first job in high school, and so it's kind of that the family isn't necessarily blood. It comes through the, like we call it,
sure.
The bowling lane. So
the bowling blood, right?
The bowling blood, yeah.
I got it. Bryce Smith, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about small business, you know, and we have on the Business News Hour folks that are in these wildly successful, long-term, very established businesses, and mm-hmm. then some businesses that are always maybe rebranding or been around for a long time, but people don't know the inner workings of what goes on behind
sure.
the scenes, and they're always interested. What are some of the challenges that you guys face at the Family Fun Center?
Well, one of the big challenges is making sure that we're always connected to the community. As a small business, that's one big thing that I think helps everyone in any industry, is being connected to the people, being connected to your neighbors, and who's coming in the door. And as a recreational facility, it's not necessarily something that people have to do.
Right.
So making sure it's kind of that, what are we going to do tonight? Oh, let's go bowling.
Or top-of-mind awareness.
Top-of-mind awareness.
Yeah.
So, you know, those advertisements, just making sure when people come in, they're having the fun, making the memories. They're not worried about when they have to go back to work or what's next,
sure.
or anything like that. So that's one big key thing. And just making sure that with employees and everyone's on the same page, you know,
right.
we do a lot there. So making sure everyone knows how to do it, when to do it, and how to make sure that it's done right.
My good Fred and Deb Bankston, who is the director of the Adel Chamber of Commerce,
yep.
as she came out of Windsor Heights and went
yeah.
over to Adel, good friend, and she loves it there. She just thinks that's a great place.
I'm on the board of directors with the Chamber of Commerce, and I work with Deb. She comes in for lunch once a week. We chat.
Isn't she a fireball?
Oh, man, she's a go-getter, and I appreciate it every time. We just had the Adel Sweet Corn Festival.
Right.
And the Chamber of Commerce kind of helps put that on, and she just led the way. Yeah. You know, it was her first one kind of organizing, but man, she picked it right up and ran with it, and I could not be happier with that decision.
I think one of the other interesting things about the Adel Chamber, according to Deb anyway, is that there's lots of individual members there.
Yeah.
That, you know, the individuals have joined the Adel Chamber of Commerce as a community betterment organization.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that is a really cool aspect is, you know, as a person, you are, you know, you can be a part of it,
sure,
and support it and be invested in that, or and as a business aspect, you know, little to the biggest businesses in Adel or in the area. So it's great.
Now, one of the things that I think is intriguing about this is here you are a small business owner and you are on the Chamber of Commerce board, but you're also running for the Iowa House as a Democrat. Now, that's not supposed to work that way, Bryce. I mean, you know, that's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to be a staunch Republican who believes in Republican GOP ideals and not necessarily a Democrat. Well, how did this go?
Well, I like I said, it was my first job in high school. So I was bowling. I was working for free bowling and French fries essentially when I was 14 years old, and I worked there, you know, until I graduated high school. I told the owner at the time, one of the owners, she was getting older, and I told her, I said, if you ever think about selling this place, come to me first. I may not be in the right place, but I want the option, maybe. So I went to college. I went to the University of Northern Iowa and just
good choice.
Got involved. Yeah, I loved it up there and went for education. So, you know, became a licensed educator, graduated. In that meantime, I was living in Waterloo, and I ran across, someone knocked on my door one day, and it was a lady running for the Iowa House. And I said, you know, I answered it, and she was on a, you know, giving her spiel, and then she went on her way, and I read over her pamphlet, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna reach out. I would love to get involved in maybe helping her. I really liked what she was standing for and everything. So Timmy Brown Powers is now a state representative from Waterloo, and I helped kind of volunteer for a campaign, and then she got elected, and then I was graduating, and I was looking to move back down to Dallas County and back kind of close to home, close to Adel, and she said, well, I need a clerk in the House, so why not maybe do that until you get a job. I said, well, okay. So clerked for her, and I got more involved. I was involved in college, too, but that's really what it was.
When you see
around
the workings of what goes on in politics in the Iowa House or in the Iowa Senate, it's really fascinating.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to explain,
it
you know,
is.
how it all kind of comes together and goes apart and how it all works. But, you know, I looked at that and I said, wow, there's so much that can be done. And with the right people and the right combination of people, we can get a lot done or we can get little done. And, you know, we see, you know, the partisan issues or whatnot, and that just kind of drives everything apart away from each other. Then you see the common good that brings everyone back together. So, you know, then getting into small business ownership, like you said, how does Democrat and small business go together? And you know, I kind of share, my business revolves around when you have a little extra money in your pocket, you're going to maybe go spend it. And my business is a recreational facility. You know, you're going out to eat, maybe a drink, bowling, whatever it is with the family. And it's critical that we have families and people with money or with the access to a little bit of spending money. So
that they can boost the economy. It all makes it all makes perfect sense to me anyway. So what do we talk about that? Now, here you go. You have employees. There are employees working over the Adel Family Fund Center. You got to pay these people. And there's talk about, you know, that we have this hodgepodge of minimum wage laws that are coming around. Polk County's looking at stuff. Johnson County, other counties are, you know, rather than a statewide, you know, and people have just dug in their heels and they don't want to talk about this. They don't want to move this thing forward. How does that affect you as a business owner if you're going to end up paying more money?
Well, you know, I look at that as, at the end of the day, it's, you know, I would like to say it's about me. And, it, you know, in a sense, it is. You know, as kind of the owner, the acting manager. But I will be the first one to say that my employees get their paycheck before I do, if that's the circumstance. You know,
that's the way it is in most small businesses.
Right. And fortunately, it hasn't come to that pitting against anything. So, I strongly say about myself and about other small businesses that I talk to, that I work with at the chamber. The minimum wage is an issue, but how you structure your business is the bigger issue. And, you know, it every day I want to give my employees a better opportunity, you know, that raise, whatever they're doing. But I also expect, you know, them to do the job. And if they're doing the job and they're wanting to do more or they're doing it better than I expected, I think that equates to getting treated or getting a raise or whatever that is. So
we've got just enough time for you to maybe outline one or two of the points that you're running on. Your House District 19 against Ralph Watts. What are you doing?
You know, so one big thing is I want to open those doors of communication. I want to bring back that in-touch government so that people know what's going on, know when and how to ask questions, and have a representative who's easily accessible. However it's easy for you, it should be easy for your representative. And, you know, education. I got that world-class education from a public school there, ADM High School, and I loved it. I had all the opportunities. I had that. And I want to make sure that in the 11 school districts in Dallas County, that is a top priority for families, especially ones that are moving in, existing families, and people that are now getting, you know, to the age of having grandkids who are going to be in those schools and working in those schools, you know. So public education and communication, bringing our government into the 21st century.
How important that is.
Yeah.
And it would be nice if the Iowa legislature would follow the law and get their budget in on time.
You know, we definitely, you know, as for me as a small business.
You got to do it.
You got to do it. And you can't just budget for tomorrow. You have to budget for tomorrow, next week, next year, 5 years from now, because things add up. Things come through the chute that has to be taken care of. Right. And if you're not planning for that or getting that looked at, it starts to pile up, and then we fall behind, and we run into issues.
Yeah. His name is Bryce Smith, ladies and gentlemen, a thoughtful young man running for the Iowa House, but he's also on the Chamber of Commerce in Adel, and he's also in the management and ownership group for the Adel Family Fund Center. Good stuff. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you.
If you missed any or all of this particular interview, we will have it up on our podcast page very, very shortly. All right, we've got to clear out of here. It's nearly 6 o'clock in the evening. I guess that's almost evening, isn't it? For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for Bryce Smith, also Laura Kennard, we talked to Stephanie from Emily's List earlier last hour. Tyler Hackenmiller is on the controls. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, produced, and directed by our good friend James Goodlett. You want some original music for your business, for your videos, whatever it happens to be? Get in touch with us, and we will hook you up with James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow at 5:05 in the afternoon. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.